Meteorologist Ed Kieser will be along in 5 minutes with details on the weather. He says it'll be rainy and we have some snow coming in. Blustery makes it in his forecast. First AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. University of Illinois Board of Trustees have approved an additional year in President Joseph White's 5-year contract. White leads the university's 3 campuses in Urbana-Champaign, Chicago, and Springfield. He makes $450,000 a year, and his contract will now extend through June of 2011. Board of Trustees Chairman Lawrence Epley says it was in everyone's best interests to extend White's contract now rather than wait until the original contract would have expired in 2010.
Well, we needed to sort of know for ourselves that we had stable leadership, and I think from Joe's standpoint, he needed to know that, you know, he was going to stay, because otherwise we'd be starting to search, you know. And, you know, that's absolutely not what we're going to do. You know, we wanted to make sure Joe's here for the long term.
The extension does not include a pay raise. The original contract does include a hefty bonus, though, if White stays with the U of I for at least 5 years. He's been there since 2005. Annual vehicle registrations in Illinois could soon cost more. State lawmakers have approved the increase to help pay for public safety. Sean Crawford has more.
The current $78 base fee would go up $1, with the additional proceeds to benefit the Illinois State Police. Chicago Democratic Senator Tony Munoz says the state police are in dire need of newer vehicles, but state budget priorities are preventing them from making purchases. Munoz says some troopers are driving in vehicles that have been on the road for 200,000 miles or more.
And they just don't have enough vehicles to be placed out there. It's a safety hazard.
But a few lawmakers questioned if the fee hike would be a way for the governor to get additional money and use it for other purposes. Munoz says he's been assured the money would go for the intended cause. The measure is headed to the governor's desk. The last time the registration fee went up was nearly a decade ago to help fund former Governor George Ryan's Illinois First Public Works program. I'm Sean Crawford.
Republican Duke Bennett says he's still the mayor of Terre Haute, despite an Indiana appellate court ruling yesterday throwing out last year's mayoral election and declaring the office vacant. Bennett says he'll seek a stay of that ruling and appeal the decision to the state Supreme Court. The appellate ruling was a victory for the former mayor, Democrat Kevin Burke. The court upheld Burke's claim that Bennett's former job managing Hamilton Center in Terre Haute made him ineligible to run under the Hatch Act because the center receives federal funds for a Head Start program. Burke says it's important that candidates for office obey all the laws.
It's unfortunate that we're in this position, but it's not of my doing. I have no regrets about the decision I've made, and what I would say to the voters is, you need the opportunity to have an election where all the rules have been followed.
Meanwhile, Bennett says all the information he had at the time indicated there was never an issue with a possible violation of the law. He says if such a question had arisen before the election, he would have resigned from his job at Hamilton Center. Burke lost to Bennett in last year's Terre Haute election by just 110 votes. If yesterday's ruling stands, it could lead to a special election. Both Burke and Bennett say if that happens, they are ready to run again. The city of Champaign is getting state recognition for the way it responded to a fuel truck spill last year. The day after Christmas, a tanker rolled over on West Church Street on its way to I-72. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency says the city responded promptly to the crash and kept thousands of gallons of gasoline from reaching nearby Kaufman Lake. The state agency says the actions of fire crews and city officials went above the expected. 5 years ago, AM 580 and WBCP Radio teamed up with Champaign County Healthcare Consumers for Smile Healthy. It was a program examining the lack of dental care for low-income residents. In one of our reports, we looked at a county-funded program that offered dental care for low-income children. That program has grown over the years, and now it has the Smile Healthy name. Central Illinois Dental Education and Services became Smile Healthy 2 months ago. It still runs Champaign County's Child Dental Access Program. But Executive Director Nancy Greenwald says they also provide dental care in Rantoul for Head Start families and mobile dental clinics at area schools, all with the help of about 24 dentists. Greenwald says Smile Healthy now helps about 1,000 Champaign County children each year, but she wishes they could do more.
I don't think we do it as quickly as I'd like. I don't think we are reaching all the kids we need to reach, especially some of these kids who have extensive restorative treatment plans. They're going to need several visits, and it takes a lot of work to try to get all those visits set up and completed.
Smile Healthy will get a boost next year with more than $150,000 in funding for its mobile clinics. Greenwald says it'll let them add dental services like fillings and extractions to the checkups and cleanings that they already offer. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35 and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather, and a reminder that in 15 minutes we'll open the phone lines and you can talk to Ed. We mentioned the WCIA-TV turns 55 today. Ed, it was 86 years ago today that the BBC began its domestic radio service.
That would be in the UK, I would assume.
Yeah, 1922. And I will note that that was 8 months after WILL-AM signed on the air.
Except it wasn't WILL-AM back then.
It was the Worm.
WRM. Yeah. I was talking to a few people about that yesterday, mm-hmm. a little bit about our history, and some were talking about our FM station being one, not only